Hi, my name's Om Dyer, and I did a presentation about bilingualism and creativity, and I'm here with one of my friends, Emmy, who is also going to discuss about my presentation.
Hi, Om. I thought that your presentation was really cool, and you said that you are bilingual. How do you think that's influenced your creativity?
I believe that it has influenced my creativity as it has given me a different outlook on a different culture. As I'm bilingual in Thai and in English, I'm able to understand the Thai culture as well as the American culture.
Have you noticed any specific differences or similarities within different cultures, like just being bilingual and being able to understand each culture? Have you noticed things like in your presentation, you say there's like attention to detail and ambiguous figures. Have you noticed any of that?
Yes. So I have noticed, specifically bilingualism has influenced me to notice people's actions more. Because of the fact that I have lived in a bunch of different places, I'm more noticeable of, let's say, what people do. Because in some of the cultures that I've lived in, and specifically my mom's culture, the Thai culture, it's some of the actions that you take make people view you as respectable or disrespectful in terms of that culture. So definitely when I'm going out, it's in the back of my head where, oh, am I in a culture where I can wear something that is not covering my shoulders? Am I in a culture where I'm wearing something that might disrespect someone else in that culture? So that is definitely something that I've noticed.
Do you think that those kind of like social cultural structures can be like a hindrance to creativity?
I feel like in terms of a hindrance, maybe if I were to want to dress myself a specific way, it might make me less creative because of the fact that I don't have as many clothes that I can choose from, but it also might make me more creative as I could end up making my own clothes or cutting them and making them into new clothes. If that makes any sense at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes. Well, I also heard about your presentation. Yours was on boredom and creativity, and you titled mm-hmm. it as Boredom, the Art of Doing Nothing, which I think is incredibly interesting. What I found the most interesting was how you like define boredom. Could you also define mm-hmm. boredom to the audience again?
Yeah, so I defined boredom in three different ways in the different contexts that it can be in. So in psychology, it's described as an unpleasant, transient, affective state in which the individual feels a pervasive lack of interest and difficulty concentrating on the current activity. In the academics field and workforce, I saw a lot of articles talking about how it can give rise to errors and decrease productivity, which is, I think, an interesting way to define boredom in terms of work. And then also in capitalism, my third definition of boredom, bored consumers buy more and are led by desires that promise to alleviate their boredom. So in terms of capitalism, we love boredom, but in terms of mm-hmm. with the workforce and our academics, it's like the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. So how has boredom had a positive or negative impact in your life?
Boredom for me has had a really positive impact because mitigating all of those like little noises and distractions and allowing myself to actually be bored has created a lot more room in my life. For example, like when you're walking to the bus stop, listening to music is a distraction and you are less bored because you're listening to music. But if you take the headphones off and you just listen to what's around you, you tend to get more bored, but time feels longer and also allows you to think about your day, reflect on yourself, and what you're doing. And it, honestly, it's allowed me to be way more creative because I have more space. So I'm thinking about what's going on for the day, what am I gonna do for the day, how am I gonna fit what I want to do into my schedule. So yeah,
definitely. I know this is a very, very not very, but kind of short podcast, because we have a limited amount of time, but I mean, this was great. This was really great learning more about boredom and creativity, and also my part of the presentation, bilingualism and creativity.